Welcome back to Giants.com with your two-minute drill. I am John Schmelk. The Giants are coming off a very disappointing 38-17 loss in Seattle against the Seahawks on Sunday afternoon. Now, there are some injury concerns coming out of this game, and they all focus on the running back position. The Giants had already lost Rashad Jennings for a few weeks with that sprained knee. They were down to three running backs. Andre Williams, who got through the game healthy, but he was the only one. You had Michael Cox. He fractured his lower leg, and he's obviously going to be out for a while. Peyton Hillis suffered a concussion. Now, that's a serious injury on its own, but what makes it even more serious is that Hillis suffered a concussion last season in December. So when you start having multiple concussions and you play a position where you get hit a lot, especially dropping your head trying to make contact, protecting the passer, or running the football, it's certainly something to keep an eye on. So, what are the Giants going to do at the running back position? They still have Andre Williams, who can carry the load, but in the running back in the NFL these days, rather, the running back position is often spread between multiple players. Now, the Giants do hope, according to head coach Tom Coughlin in his conference call today, to have Rashad Jennings ready to play this week. Now, getting Jennings back would be a huge boost for the Giants. Since he's been out, the running game has suffered. It just hasn't been the same. He has the patience, the veteran leadership, to do all the things required of a running back, pass protect, run the football, catch passes out of the backfield, that the Giants have sorely missed. So if they can get Jennings back this week, he started cutting last week, started running the week before that, they think with Andre Williams, they can combine to be a very formidable force at running back. But the Giants will have to go to the free agent market, try to add somebody else to provide some depth behind those two guys. And if Jennings can't go on Sunday, the Giants will really have to scramble to try to find somebody to give Andre Williams a hand when they take on the very physical San Francisco 49ers on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Stay tuned to Giants.com all week long as we get ready for that game and continue to review Giants and Seahawks. Thanks for joining us for today's New York Giants 2-Minute Drill, only on Giants.com.